You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We like to take you inside the locker room on this show. Jameer Howerton does that for us, and today he is sitting down with Marquise Gray. Jameer, take it.
Marquise, head coach Rob Jasinski has named veteran Jason Campbell the starter for Sunday's matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I guess that's what he felt like was going to put our team in a better situation, and I know that he's just going to have to continue to grow. I mean, all of us on offense and everybody else, I mean, we just got to stay in our playbooks and just back up Whedon and help Jason as much as he can.
Speaking of helping Jason, what's he been like out on the practice field when you get the time to work with him?
He's a true veteran. I mean, he knows what he wants when he's working with us guys, and he demands it to get done perfectly, and that's something we look for in a quarterback.
What have you learned from him being in that Wildcat position?
Just being humble. I mean, he's a humble guy, doesn't say too much. He just relaxes 24/7, and if he has a bad play, he just lets it go and come on back for the next play.
Marquise, you guys go up against the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs this week. What is the tempo like in this locker room? Does it get turned up a bit knowing that you're about to face the best of the best?
Yeah, we have to. We have no choice but to get anxious and ready to go for Sunday. You know, like you said, we're playing the best defense, pass defense, great front seven, and we just got to be ready to work every day this week.
I know it's early in the process, but what have you seen from this defense so far from watching them?
They fly around a lot. I mean, their secondary, they're doing a great job of limiting their opponents in the passing game, and their front seven, and their linebackers are flying to the ball.
And what are you doing this week in practice to strengthen your game?
I do everything I can. I mean, I mostly stay in my playbook because I don't know what I'm going to be playing in the game. Just be ready for everything they come at me.
Well, good luck to you this weekend.
Thank you, man.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you very much. Marquise Gray weighing in on his thoughts on Jason Campbell coming in as the new quarterback, of course, for the Browns and how that's being met. And I think the whole response within the team has been sort of that professional sense. I like not feeling that there's any sense of panic in the air there. I know people want more urgency, and I'm not going to mistake a lack of panic for saying, well, they're not urgent or they don't care. They care, but I think they're just being very professional about it, at least in terms of the reaction.
It certainly seems that way, and, you know, I'm not surprised by it, to be perfectly honest, given that one of the reasons we think that perhaps this or that, you know, played a part in this change was the body language of a lot of the players. So I think they're probably, you know, going to be professional and maybe a little bit happy to see Jason
Sure.
Campbell get an opportunity to play quarterback for this team.
216-578-0850. We have Don on a cell. Hey, Don. Oh, it was Don. BJ from Morgantown, West Virginia is with us now. Hey, BJ.
What's up, BJ?
Hey, how you guys doing? I really enjoyed the show.
Thanks. You.
Yeah, I just had a couple points to make. One, I just wanted to run a couple things by you. One, just with the fundamentals on offense, you know, it seems like everybody's buying into Coach Horton's system really well. You know, we still have some pieces we can put in there, but, I mean, I definitely feel better about the defense. But I look at the offense and, you know, you look at Whedon, for example, I really dislike some of his efforts with the play action. You know, he just doesn't seem to give it his all. You know, even like a guy like a Peyton Manning really goes all out physically to deliver a solid play action when it's, you know, that's something that could help him. And then I look at the last few games, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like the first or even second throw that's gone Gordon's way, he's dropped or had his hands and dropped.
And we talked about this. Yeah. It's interesting. I remember we talked about this in training camp, and when we were standing there watching with Gerard, and Gerard was talking about how Tom Brady would go through play action drills just in training camp and how forcefully he would stick the ball in there, get it out every single time, like
right.
It was, you know, selling that fake.
Hard sell.
I think a hard sell. And you have to do that to be an effective play-action quarterback. The other thing you need to be an effective play-action quarterback is a running game, by the way, because other teams don't care that you hand them the ball. What's the big deal?
Right. If every time you're handing the ball, they're just sitting there saying, good, thank you, we're fine. You're not the best selling point of play action is a strong running game. There is a technique to do it. Let's not downplay the technical aspect.
Huge.
There's a mechanics to doing that, and some quarterbacks are very good at it. Again, the Tom Brady's, the Peyton Manning's excel in that area. Eli Manning, a very good play action, play faker. But when it comes to doing it, of course, you've got to have something in the way of a running game to back it up. And I don't know mechanically that Whedon was ever really that good at it. I'll tell you, the guy I liked doing it and saw doing it was Brian Hoyer.
I agree.
That was something
yes.
he did quite well. And as we bring that up, Norv Turner, in talking with the media, was asked the question about why, and this has been a lingering thing about Jason Campbell, if he's the answer now, why wasn't he the answer when Whedon suffered
good
the thumb
question.
Injury and they went to Hoyer?
Geez, it seems like it was 2 years ago. I kind of forget why now. I think I know what my thinking was. I mean, we got a chance to see Brian play in that last game, and it was a. We didn't pass over Jason because he missed the game and was sick, but we got to see Brian, and there was a little bit of a spark, and there was some energy, and you know, we were right.
They were right, and I love how he said that. Yeah, seemed so long ago, I don't even remember. They know why they did it, and they saw what they saw in Hoyer, primarily in the way of his knowledge and grasp of things, and look, the difference, too, in that quick delivery of the ball. That to me, I think it came down to the wider, longer windup that you see from a Jason Campbell versus the more compact delivery and quicker release from Brian Hoyer.
And I also think it came down to, you know what Jason Campbell is. There's a body, established body of work. You don't know what Brian Hoyer is. You know, a lot of people here liked him, and they wanted to maybe see what he could do and provide the spark, and he did. Norv, who forgot about what the decision-making process that led to Brian Hoyer, did remember the spark he provided, and he was asked if his expectations for Campbell are similar to those when Hoyer took over.
You know, every guy is different, and I think, you know, when we went to Brian, I'm not sure the expectation was as high as the production was. You know, it was exciting to watch what he did. I think what Jason brings is what you said. He's played. I don't think he's going to be rattled by different situations. You know, the challenge for us is get everyone on the same page in a short period of time.
That is the challenge, and again, it's the third quarterback, the third different release point, the third different timing factor that these receivers in this offense has had to go through in seven games, which is not easy.
Let me ask you a question. What's better than pigskin and
I wanted to ask you that. Do you know that I picked it up just to ask you that? Because really, I'm not sure there's anything.
On this earth, on this planet.
But I would imagine the Browns will find a way to make it better.
Well, if you're adding a Browns alumni to the mix,
there you got it.
And you get to your Cleveland area Arby's and find out how to enter to win lunch with a Browns alumni and guest, Arby's Slicing Up Freshness. Good stuff.
Just when you thought they couldn't make it better than Pigskin and Pals, they do.
And I want literal pigskin. I don't want a football. I
want
to see.
You want the real deal.
I do. Let's say if we're going to go there.
Some pork rinds?
Yep. Aren't they the best? You're not a pork rinds
guy? I'm not a pork rinds guy.
Oh, come on.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
You're shaking your head. Megan's shaking her head, too. Megan
no.
Rock's in here helping
no.
us out, and she's shaking her head.
Mm-mm.
Dino, pork rinds?
That's a negative.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought they were bigger around here. I guess I was wrong. I guess you've tried them too, right? I mean, you've tried them.
Of course.
I'll bring in some real good ones.
Of course.
And we'll sample them. And put some hot sauce on them. That's the
a little
best.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce on anything
is
the key. Gerard Cherry, we'll see what his menu's like. And if at Tomo he deals with
pork
rinds.
I bet they don't have
there.
Those there.
They probably don't.
Gerard Cherry here for Tomo Sushi and Hibachi, restaurant and lounge.
Coming up is Gerard Cherry, our regular conversation with him. That is next here on CBD.